So how do you run against the Eagles?
That's a great question. They're a phenomenal defensive front. They do an excellent job penetrating. They're talented, they're well coached, and they typically have an extra defender down in the box. And so there are some concepts that we've been working on. We've got to be patient with. You know, not every run's going to be pretty, but we just have to have an approach that the more we can just try to keep chipping away, and then hopefully that wears them down and creates some of those what had been 2 and 3 yard runs early on become 7, 8, and hopefully into double digits later in the game.
On Sunday, Wayne Goldman's role appeared to increase. Do you expect that to continue as the weeks go on?
Well, Wayne's been doing a great job in a lot of areas. You see things that he does with the ball in his hands in the open field. He can catch the ball well. He's got speed to the edge. Had a really nice run on an outside zone play versus Dallas. It was explosive for us. And, you know, the more we can continue to give him opportunities, you know, he's going to continue to get those chances both in pass protection, you know, maybe even some on third down. And again, it's been a good group. We try to just give each of them opportunities and try to get a fresh back. You know, the last question's a good one in terms of how hard it is to run, and that's what we're going to have to do. So just trying to keep shuffling guys around, try to get the freshest guy in there to get the job done.
How much did Orleans' illness kind of factor into that, or did it?
Yeah, you know what? He certainly wasn't able to be himself early on. Or let me backtrack. Hit the edit button. Rewind that. He missed a couple of the days, as you know, in terms of not being able to practice. Now, he's such a good student of the game and really takes an approach where he gets himself ready if he can't get those reps. You know, early on, he got hit pretty hard there, and the ball came out, and then initially there was kind of a thought process, so is he okay? Is there some of those effects that you're talking about? But then he had a couple really hard runs, some conversions, so he was able to bounce back effectively, we felt.
How do you think Rhett Ellison responded to extended opportunities on Sunday?
Rhett's been outstanding. I could take the whole press conference talking about Rhett Ellison, how high we are on him as a player, as a competitor, as a leader, as a guy that does all the grunt work, all the things that aren't necessarily flashy, that go behind the scenes that you don't show up on the stat sheet. But he is just a guy that you know, you'd love to have 53 like him. And in terms of him having us opportunities, he's always had good definition in his routes. Eli knows exactly what he's doing. He's a tough guy, and that catch he made for the touchdown, that was the degree of difficulty pretty high on that one. So he's just been an outstanding addition. Can't say enough good things about Rhett.
You only scored 10 points.
How much do you evaluate Davis when he's just around the scout team in practice?
You know, there's things that I don't think you can ever see about any player until they're in an actual game. And also, you could take it a step further in terms of what the caliber of the competition is. Is it a regular season game? Is it a preseason game? Is the outcome in the balance? And so, you know, as far as the approach this week, this particular week, you know, Eli's our guy, and Gina will be the backup, and anything that happens down the road, you know, we'll cross that bridge. But I think he has done an excellent job once more in terms of what happens behind the scenes, in terms of just showing a grasp of the concepts and understanding. He works very closely with Eli and Gino in their preparation. And we do see a lot of great things in scout team. Now, scout team, of course, the ring off of a card. And when you're the guy, there's no card. You got the voice in your ear, and you have to process it. So that would be the next logical step for him or any quarterback that's waiting for an opportunity. But he certainly has shown behind the scenes and what we can see that the potential is there to be effective if given an opportunity.
My notion that if he hasn't elevated to the number two yet is because you haven't seen enough. Is that
You know what? I can't get into. I don't want to go down that road. All right, in terms of why isn't he the two? Why isn't he the three? You know, he has got potential. He's a hard worker. He's got an arm. He has ability. And as far as where we go from here after Philadelphia, which again is as you well know, is a heck of a challenge. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Does a coach ever know exactly when a young quarterback is ready, or is it always at some point a leap of faith?
That's a great question. I don't know if you could say it about any position, you know, in terms of when do you really know. You can certainly see guys have flash in practice, scrimmages, preseason games. You know, you could even argue a quarterback particularly could go through a regular season and maybe he's never tested. Maybe the offensive line is so dynamic and so strong he's able to rely on the run game. You know, maybe he's got some phenomenal receivers, but it's until a guy is, you know, down by a score in the fourth quarter and has to do a 2-minute drive, until he's had to make an adjustment versus pressure and handle third down, I would say that's an accurate statement. It's hard to really get a sense to really vouch. You can be optimistic and feel like, yeah, I'd make a pretty good bet if I was a betting man, which I'm not, that he could get it done. But I think that is an accurate statement until someone gets not just an opportunity to play a game, but to really be tested and be put, you know, feet to the fire, so to speak.
Mike, you guys, the last couple of weeks, you've used Robert Thomas at fullback. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, without giving away too much of your game plan, why at the goal line is Robert Thomas at fullback a better option, or what are you trying to get there instead of having Shane Smith at fullback?
Well, you know, without giving out too much information, it's not that it's anything earth-shattering secret. You know, you got that goal line group of personnel, the more beef, the bigger body that we can have down there, you know, in terms of trying to punch the ball in. You know, it's not anything negative about Shane whatsoever, but, you know, Robert is a bigger body, and he has a natural ability to uncoil his hips. And, you know, obviously he's not going to be able to spend as much time with us in the meetings. He's not an offensive guy. We have to try to really simplify and, hey, block that guy. But it's a nice addition. And you know what? There's a little bit of a spark, too. I mean, the defensive guys kind of get a kick out of it. So, you know, it's not a situation where we feel that Shane can't get the job done. He's certainly prepared and ready to go in there. And we'll have some goal line plays with Shane. But we've just been kind of leaning on the ones with Robert, and it's been effective so far.